Hello there, Claudius. Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, yes. Era-appropriate greetings to you, too.
From one of his seemingly innumerable pockets, Claudius produced a blade that, when pulled free of its sheath, gave off the unmistakable scent of silver.
Now then, if we can get down to business, I would very much like to stab this through your chest.
It was certainly an unusual greeting, even by parahuman standards. However, there were two positives to take away from the encounter. The first was that, low a bar as it may seem, Claudius was at least trying to get my permission before he stabbed me. Several of the vampires I'd met would have stabbed first, and perhaps offered up a half-hearted apology after, if even that. The second point of encouragement was that Deborah clearly recognized the insanity of such an introduction and hurriedly jumped in to smooth things over. I'd hoped that having the one Blood Council member I sort of knew act as a diplomat would make finding common ground with this new person easier, or that she'd at least keep him from killing me by accident. I felt reasonably sure that none of them wanted me dead yet, not when my condition was such a promising find.
Sorry about that.
Deborah laid a firm hand on Claudius's shoulder.
Before turning, Claudius was a mage, the kind who did better with studies and theories than his fellow human beings, habits that have only been reinforced over the centuries. He doesn't actually want to murder you, Fred.
Of course not. I want to prove this entire enterprise to be a waste of my impossibly valuable time. Mr. Fletcher, while I applaud your skills in pulling the wool over our Prudence's eyes, you'll find that I am not so easily flim-flammed. No vampire is immune to silver. It flies in the face of our very understanding of magic. Once I jam this in your sternum, the pain will be too great to use your trickery, and we can be done with this nonsense.
In an odd way, his accusation was a relief. It was encouraging to hear that not everyone on the Blood Council even believed my ability was real. The fewer people who were interested in me, the better. Not to mention that this was one test I had no fears about passing. Although it had brought me, overall, more trouble than aid, I really was immune to silver. Now that the secret was out, I had nothing left to hide. I'm sorry if this is a silly question. Deborah can speak to my lack of vampire knowledge, but that won't count as being staked, right? My understanding is that said stake needs to be wood, but I want to make sure that a knife doesn't count. Claudius looked even more ready to knife me.
Usually it does need to be wood, but there are some enchanted objects that can surprise you, so the general rule is don't let anything hit you in the heart when you can help it.